More than a million homes and businesses in Louisiana are still without power today, and it may be weeks before all the lights and the air conditioners turn back on. Hurricane Ida has slowed to a tropical storm and moved north, but it has left behind a tremendous mess. Flooded roads, toppled power lines, cars and houses swept away. At least four people are dead. Senator Bill Cassidy, a Republican from Louisiana, joins us now from Baton Rouge. Senator, thank you very much for making time for us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Look, I know you're no stranger to hurricanes in Louisiana, but when you recently flew over the southern part of your state in a U.S. Coast Guard plane, did you see anything that surprised you?
Well, just Grand Isle, for example, which is often hit hard, had obviously been completely washed over. And one of my colleagues said that he thought this was the worst he'd ever seen Grand Isle. Now, maybe we shouldn't be surprised. It is an incredibly, incredibly powerful hurricane. And so we're not surprised. On the other hand, just to see the flooding, the devastation was heartbreaking.
Yeah, I mean, and thankfully the levees that protect New Orleans held this time, unlike what happened 16 years ago during Katrina. But, Senator, as you well know, the power is out for a million people and businesses across the state and could be for weeks. It is very hot. Do you feel like this could be a situation where many people survived the initial storm, but perhaps not the disaster that follows?
Well, I don't think they'll die as long as they take common sense precautions. But to your point, the aftermath we have to take care of just as much as we did preparing for the storm itself. Cynthia Lee Shang is the parish president of Jefferson Parish, and she's asked folks not to come back yet because she's not sure the sewer system can handle it. And so when electricity is out, you lose power to sewer systems. You lose power to somebody who's on home oxygen. You lose power to hospitals. Now, we've been here before, so we have generators forwardly in pre-position to go in and help those who need help. But still, when you're talking about a million people, it becomes a little bit more difficult. So if, in your prayers, remember the electrical workers getting things back up, back into shape.
Have you heard anything about a timeline? Is it really weeks at this point? What are you hearing from the energy company?
So I think it depends upon several things. One, they have a power plant within the city of New Orleans, which they can get back going. Obviously, that bypasses the need to have transmission lines from elsewhere. I know that's one thing they're looking at. I don't quite know where it is yet. Similarly, the transmission lines themselves. The assessment is taking place today. Is it something in which you can just merely kind of stand up a temporary transmission support system and keep going? We've seen that around the country, including Louisiana. Or is there something more profound? And of course, whenever you bring it on, you got to balance the electrons being used with the electrons being supplied. And so it isn't just, okay, turn on the switch. It's how do you gradually grow the system back into balance? Several things going on. But Entergy's been here. They've done it before, and they'll do it again. Let's just hope they do it fast.
Well, they absolutely have been here before. Many people in Louisiana have. This is not the first time a major storm has wiped out the power supply in your state. Why? Why hasn't it been fixed?
Well, so first, in fairness, they said a transmission line that was able to handle the winds of Katrina toppled this time. So we have to recognize that these hurricane-force winds were even greater than Katrina's. On the other hand, what you're pointing to is that preparation works. The levees held, and wherever you have preparation, you're better off. Spoke to the parish president of Ascension Parish, just south of the Capital Region, and he said, "Listen, we didn't flood. Everything we've done to prepare for flooding worked. We didn't flood. We lost power, but we didn't flood." I go through that because I've been promoting the infrastructure bill that's out there. It has billions of dollars to harden the grid, to make it more resilient to natural disasters, wherever your region of the country is. Mine's hurricanes, someplace else fires, someplace else would be tornadoes. But it hardens the grid, and that's the sort of preparation we need in Louisiana, but we need it elsewhere as well.
You helped get that bill passed in the Senate. Do you think you can convince Democrats and Republicans in the House to pass it using this as your example?
I sure hope so, because there's also billions for coastal restoration, prioritizing states who have had recent natural disasters, billions for flood mitigation. I saw a picture of Lake Michigan lapping up at the front of some very nice condo building in Chicago. So it isn't just Louisiana, but it's Miami. It's the Carolinas. It's Chicago that is having to deal with this increased risk of flooding. So if you're speaking about billions invested to mitigate the risk of flooding and for shoreline restoration, that's something we should all be interested in, no matter your party.
Senator Bill Cassidy is a Republican from Louisiana, speaking to us today from Baton Rouge after Hurricane Ida swept through the state. Senator, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, thank you for having me.